Today is July 27th, and every year on July 27th, our church celebrates the memory of Saint Pandaleimon, who's called a great martyr and a healer and an unmercenary. When he was a young man, his father paid his tuition to study medicine. So he became a physician at a time in history when it was not popular to be a Christian. As a matter of fact, it was not safe to be publicly a Christian. But anyway, his good soul was attracted to the Christian message, and so he approached the priests and the bishops of his city, and ultimately he was catechized, and, you know, coming from paganism, obviously he wasn't just chrismated, he was baptized and chrismated. And when they baptized him, like so many, you know, if you're an infant, obviously you get a name when you're baptized, you know, or before. Many people who come to Christianity later maybe take another name, and in his case, they modified his name. His original name was Pandoleon, which in Greek might mean a lion towards all or something, you know, Leon being Leo, the lion. But the priest who baptized him changed his name to Pandeleimon. Pandeleimon, the word eleimon in Greek, you probably can guess from Kyrie eleison, the word eleimon is the adjective that means merciful. Oftentimes we pray to God and we say, eleimon, eleison me o Theos, have mercy on me, merciful God. So he named the young man Pandeleimon, which we could roughly say means merciful towards all. And he was actually, he practiced medicine in a compassionate way. He was even able to, you know, to treat animals. So veterinarian as well, I guess. But anyway, he because he was so faithful, you know, God gave him the grace to cure illnesses that the other physicians were not able to do in his area, miraculously through God's grace. And also he was not mercenary about it. He didn't really need, I think he was from a wealthy family, so he was just offering his services. So the other physicians in the area became envious of him and disclosed to the government officials that he was a Christian, and one thing led to another, and he was martyred. So he died for the faith. He would not renounce his faith, but he has all this history. So I also called him an unmercenary. And there's a class, I think another time when I was talking about classes or kinds of saints, one of the kinds is called the unmercenaries. It's a kind of a mouthful, unusual name, but in Greek it's anargyros. Argyrion in Greek means silver, or by extension, money. So anargyros, someone who does something not for money. In English, it comes out to unmercenary. So there's a class of saints called unmercenaries, the various pairs of brothers, Cosmas and Damian, Saint Pandaleimon, Thalaleo. There's a bunch of them. The most famous, however, we would say, is Saint Pandaleimon. So he is, many pious physicians and doctors use his example, hold his example as one to follow, and, you know, also pray for his intercessions because they can relate to him as being a doctor, so we might say that he's the patron saint of physicians. And also you should know that his icon, according to what we know about him, he was a handsome young man. And so his icons always are in the sort of stereotypical way that icons do it, try to make St. Pandaleimon look like a handsome young man, much like St. Demetrius was known to be quite good-looking, and he's always portrayed as a very good... St. Pandaleimon was a young, very good-looking man, and so the icons try to depict that. So anyway, that's St. Pandaleimon that we celebrate today. Let's stand now.